Time now for the Saturday Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather is calling for cloudy conditions today with a high in the mid-40s. Then the precip begins tonight, a 60% chance of rain transitioning to snow, a low near 30. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. The Fairfield Community High School Mules basketball team saw its season come to an end last night with a loss to perennial powerhouse Teutopolis in the Vandalia sectional championship game. Mark Turner reports.
Disappointing end, but a great season nonetheless for the Mules as they end the year 32-3, losing their final game 55-47 to Teutopolis in the sectional championship game at the Vandalia 2A sectional. Mules set a school record this year for wins with 32 on the year. They lose only three. They win all three of the tournaments they were in and win the Black Diamond Conference with a 10-0 record. Wyatt Gilbert led the way Friday night with 15 points. Jayzel O'Neill chipped in with 12. Again, a disappointing end to the season, but a great season nonetheless for the Mules. They lose 55-47 to Teutopolis. Reporting from Vandalia, I'm Mark Turner, WFIW News.
More news after this break.
Do you have Medicare? If so, did you know that if you have had Medicare for over 1 year, you qualify for a free preventative annual screening with any of the Horizon Healthcare providers? Horizon Healthcare offers free wellness screenings that are done once a year to establish a baseline for cognitive, visual, and physical health. These screenings can be completed year after year to track your overall wellness. It is your chance to have a knowledgeable provider at Horizon Healthcare review many of the natural health risks that occur within the Medicare population. Horizon Healthcare providers will also provide guidance with your individual screening results and discuss available options to maintain overall wellness. This includes cognitive screening, fall prevention, nutrition, weight management, physical activity, tobacco cessation, blood pressure, activities of daily living, and more. Medicare pays 100% of your visit to see a Horizon Healthcare provider. Call Horizon Healthcare to schedule your free Medicare wellness screening at 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Forecasters at the National Weather Service in Paducah say the area has a chance for some snowfall later tonight and into the day on Sunday. That'll be followed by a shot of Arctic air for early next week and then another chance of a wintry mix Thursday and Friday. Dry weather expected early next week should help area rivers continue to fall. The latest stages this morning, Little Wabash east of Fairfield at 18.2 feet, about a foot above flood stage. At Clay City, the stage at 8.4 feet, flood stage 18 feet. Down at Carmi, the river's at 25.1 feet below the 27-foot flood stage. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 5.7 feet, flood stage there 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 18.3 feet this morning, just below the 19-foot flood stage. Wabash County Sheriff J. Derek Morgan reports the arrest Thursday of a West Salem man on drug charges. The arrest follows a series of events that began earlier this year. Sheriff Morgan reports that on January 24th of this year, 47-year-old James M. Kimmel of Keensburg was arrested for driving suspended and an active Wabash County warrant. During that arrest, Kimmel was observed by a deputy tossing items out of the vehicle in the area of Highway 1 and East 700 Road around the railroad tracks in Wabash County. As Kimmel exited the vehicle, a plastic bag containing a white substance, suspected methamphetamine, was found in the driver's seat. Kimmel was placed into custody, and a subsequent canine search of the area of the railroad tracks revealed another similar packaged substance laying in the snow. Kimmel was transported to the Wabash County Jail with bond set at $2,000 cash. The substance later field tested positive for methamphetamine. Later that day, a search warrant was issued for Kimmel's residence. Deputies executed that warrant, which resulted in the finding of more suspected methamphetamine and a shotgun, along with ammunition reloading supplies. Kimmel posted bond later that evening. On February 4th, Kimmel was taken into custody on a Wabash County warrant, charging him with use of property and possession of a weapon by a felon. Kimmel remains in the Wabash County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond. Then this past Thursday at about 8:35 p.m., a deputy conducted a vehicle stop on Highway 8 between Keensburg and Belmont for a traffic violation in Wabash County, which left the Kimmel residence in Keensburg. During the vehicle stop, the deputy deployed a canine for a free air narcotics sniff on the 2006 Dodge truck. Sheriff Morgan says the canine gave a positive alert on the vehicle. A subsequent search ended in the seizure of 96 grams of crystal methamphetamine. The driver of the vehicle, 47-year-old Stephen Todd Taylor of West Salem, was taken into custody and transported to the Wabash County Jail. He faces charges of possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver over 15 grams and less than 100 grams. Taylor's bond was set at $20,000 cash, and he remains in custody. A two-vehicle accident Friday night in Gallatin County sent one motorist to the hospital with injuries. State police report the accident occurred at 6:24 p.m. on Illinois Route 141, just east of Ewald Lane. A 2015 white Toyota Camry, driven by 55-year-old Philip Drone of El Dorado, was westbound on Route 141 and swerved into the eastbound lane to avoid striking a deer. The unit did hit the deer and then struck a pickup truck head-on, driven by 56-year-old Richard E. Brock of Mount Vernon, Indiana. Drone was taken to an area hospital for treatment of injuries in the accident and was cited for not wearing a seatbelt. The Sisney FFA members, Kaylee Konopasek, Bailey Lewis, Grace Milligan, Lexi Locke, Hannah Callahan, and Sarah Tim finished as the first place varsity team at the Section 23 Parliamentary Procedure Leadership Development event held Thursday at Richland County High School. Individual honors included first place chairperson Kaylee Konopasek, second place secretary, and third place floor member Bailey Lewis, and fifth place overall floor member Sarah Tim. The novice parliamentary procedure team of Bailey Hilliard, Sierra Reed, Emily Milner, Kevin Hyder, Noah Atwood, and Gavin Featherling won first place in the novice division. Bailey Hilliard was named first place chairperson. Sierra Reed took fourth place secretary. Overall individual floor member results, Noah Atwood first, Kevin Hyder fourth, and Emily Milner fifth. The competition included a written test of parliamentary law, a 10-minute demonstration, impromptu questions, and secretary's minutes. The teams now advance to the district level at SIUC later this month. A Second Amendment town hall meeting sponsored by Illinois Carry and Hickory Creek Hideaway will take place on Monday in Enfield at the Family Life Center at the corner of Main and Jeanette Street in downtown Enfield at 6 p.m. Concerned citizens are encouraged to attend. The meeting is designed to educate the gun-owning public about the current climate and what lies ahead. Featured speakers are State Representative Darren Bailey, State Senator Dale Ryder, White County State's Attorney Denton Odd, and Mike and Belinda Rowe. Belinda Rowe, spokesperson for Illinois Carry, says one of the first firearm bills proposed in the state legislature this year has caused alarm among southern Illinois gun owners. If the bill becomes law, most semi-automatic rifles, handguns, and shotguns would become illegal to possess. Added concerns have arisen with the already enacted gun dealer licensing law signed recently by Governor Pritzker. Residents of southern Illinois are looking to their elected representatives in the Capitol and local officials for answers and possible protections from what they consider a legislative onslaught of their rights by the Illinois House and Senate. The concerns stem from proposed laws coming from the Democrat supermajorities in the House and Senate with the full support of newly minted Governor Pritzker. The Illinois Department of Public Health is warning about possible measles exposure in the Chicago area. Kim Howard has a story.
A person now confirmed to have the measles arrived on a flight in Concourse B at Chicago's Midway Airport on February 22nd. Anyone there between 9 p.m. and midnight may be exposed. Exposure may have also occurred at Northwestern Medicine Delnor Hospital on the 24th and 25th when the patient sought treatment. This is a concern, says Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
Most people are vaccinated routinely in childhood and are not at high risk. For people who were at any of these identified locations during these times and are not vaccinated or do not know their status, we do recommend that they contact their health care provider.
Symptoms of measles include a rash, high fever, cough, runny nose, and red, watery eyes. If infected, you could develop symptoms as late as March 20th. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
After an emotional visit to two memorials for victims of the recent workplace shooting in Aurora, Senator Dick Durbin had plenty to say on the Senate floor about the saga of gunman Gary Martin obtaining the gun used to kill five co-workers and injure five police officers. Durbin had less than kind words for the Magnolia State of Mississippi.
He had beaten a former girlfriend with a baseball bat and stabbed her with a knife. In January of 2014, 19 years later, he applied for an Illinois firearm owner's identification card. On that application, he lied. He said he had no felony record, and he was given permission under Illinois law to buy a firearm. He got away with that lie because the state of Mississippi had failed to submit his conviction record to the FBI's criminal background check system.
Red flags were raised when Martin tried to get an expedited concealed carry permit and submitted his fingerprints. The Illinois State Police moved to revoke Martin's firearm owner's permit, but the gun was never surrendered and was used in this month's deadly shooting. The Ohio River continues to flex its muscle, triggering flooding across the Midwest. The flooding situation in Metropolis, Illinois, looks like a job for Superman, but Mayor Billy McDaniel, known to locals as Mayor Billy, says damage has been minimized thanks to state and local cooperation in taking properties out of harm's way.
After the 11 flood, the city of Metropolis, with the aid of IEMA, we actually purchased 16 to 17 homes, raised them, tore them down, made that area into a green area. That's 17 homes that in this event did not have water damage nor displace a property owner.
Governor J.B. Pritzker visited the swamped border town. He's saluting the town's super teamwork.
This community, in the face of the flooding and having experienced this before, comes together to work together to protect each other. And I saw that firsthand, not just in the way that people had protected the homes that I saw with sandbags all around them, but, you know, I went to the high school and the high schoolers got together. They are filling sandbags. They are making it easy for everybody here.
About 50 homes in a Harris Casino complex are surrounded by floodwaters. Fairfield Public Golf Course volunteers conducting a pork burger cookout today on Main Street in front of the Wayne County Courthouse. Drive-through service begins at about 10 a.m. This is the final pork burger cookout of the season before the course opens on April 1st. And the Kiwanis Club of Fairfield hosting its 28th annual Pancake Day today at the Community of Christ Church. That runs until 10 a.m. Tickets are $6 at the door. That's news. Area Deaths next.
Transform your living room and live life comfortably with Lazy Boy Furniture from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Visit our showrooms to save on our Lazy Boy specials on chairs, sectionals, recliners starting at $299, sofas and dual reclining performance like leather sofas for $899, or add power and pay just $1199. Our superior Lazy Boy recliners recline flat, glide, rock, heat massage. We have Lazy Boy Furniture to match every style and every budget at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 84-year-old Grayville resident Samuel N. Hossman died Thursday at his home. He was a retired laborer for the city of Grayville. Surviving are sons Tom Hossman of El Dorado and Bill and Sam Hossman, both of Grayville, daughters Lola Couser of Ridgeway, Barbara Mason and Linda Cox, both of Grayville, Jerry Hossman of Nebo, Kentucky, Nita Beck of Grayville, and Rita Hossman of Mount Vernon, Indiana, brothers Bobby Hossman of Marion, Kentucky, and Donnie Hossman of Morganfield, Kentucky, a sister Betty Buckman of Morganfield, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and great-great-great-grandchildren. Visitation and funeral for Samuel Hossman will be today at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation is at 11 a.m. and the funeral service will be held at 1 p.m. with burial in Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. The Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of the arrangements. 79-year-old McLeansboro resident Joe Spruill died Thursday at Hamilton Memorial Rehabilitation and Nursing Center in McLeansboro. He was retired from CSX Railroad. Surviving are his wife, Jean, two children, Ellen Gibbs of McLeansboro and Paul Spruill of Cheney, Washington, one grandson, two great-grandchildren, a sister, Margaret Horler of McLeansboro, a sister-in-law, Celeste Hill of Chicago, and many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Per Joe Spruill's wishes, he will be cremated, and a private family burial will be held at a later date. Memorials in Joe's name may be made to the donor's choice, and will be accepted by the family or the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. 48-year-old Marissa resident Corey Joseph Damery, formerly of Springerton, died Thursday at his home. He was a coal miner and worked at Prairie State Coal Company near Marissa. Surviving are his parents, Joseph and Midge Damery of Springerton, a brother, Kirby Damery of Carmi, and one niece. Visitation for Corey Damery will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. next Saturday, March 9th, at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi, which is in charge of the arrangements. 70-year-old Dahlgren resident Elvis Ray Murphy Jr. died Wednesday at the home of his sister in Dahlgren. He was a farmer and worked at Bennett Metal as a factory worker. Surviving are his mother, Lee Murphy of Dahlgren, three sons, Corey of Dahlgren, Troy of Mount Vernon, and Jason of Dale, two sisters, Patsy Page and Judy Peters, both of Dahlgren, and two grandchildren. Funeral services for Elvis Murphy will be at 1 p.m. today at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Visitation was held Friday evening at the funeral home. He'll be laid to rest at the IOF Cemetery in Dahlgren. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to hospice and will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren, which is in charge of the arrangements. 94-year-old Fairfield resident Mildred M. Cox died at 6:19 p.m. Wednesday at Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services are pending at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. A reminder, if you've missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Are you interested in Wabash Fiber? Where we install fiber next depends on your interest. Wabash Communications will offer the potential to access unbelievably fast internet speeds up to 1 gig. Talk to your neighbors about fiber benefits and encourage them to submit their interest. Once there's enough interest in your neighborhood, Wabash will contact you about becoming a fiberhood. Who's next? It could be you. Submit your interest at wabash.net. Again, that's wabash.net.
Here's a look at the Fairfield area weather for the rest of the day. Cloudy skies with a high of 44. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain, and then going to be transitioning over to snow, actually. Cloudy with a low of 30. New snow accumulation less than a half inch possible. Sunday, 100% chance of snow, mainly before noon with a high of 33. New snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. And then Monday, sunny, high of 23. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 26. Wednesday, sunny with a forecast high of 33. And then Thursday, a chance of rain and snow. Cloudy with a high of 40.